since we pointed out that the yisod of the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah is pesumin nisa, so it's proper that the person gathers his bnei bayis, the members of his household, together when he's lighting the neiris, in order that as he lights, he's doing the acting in refers to the neis. It's not enough to say, well, they'll come home later and see the neiris and they'll get the pierce of the neis then, because the ikras man of the mitzvah is actually at the time of the halakha. We have a concept called kavsa ein zakuk lo. If the neiris go out, then you're not mechuyav to relight them. You've done your mitzvah. The main moment of the mitzvah is the time that you light, and therefore the person should have the bnei bayis there with him the time that he's lighting. What about a situation where we mentioned that there is the appropriate time or the preferred time to light? At that point in time, the only person at home is the bala bayis. Only he's home right now. Nobody else is home. They're not going to be coming home. His wife and his children will be coming home later. So should he light at the appropriate time and let his family come home later, or should he wait till they come home in order to light? So the assumption is, at least for in Chutz Loritz, which you're lighting inside, and the main focus of the lighting we mentioned before is the members of the household. A person should wait till the bnei bayis come home and light later on. At the time a person is lights, he should have kavana to fulfill the mitzvah, the tikkana of the chachamim, to light neiris Chanukah. It's one of the mitzvahs which the chachamim instituted beyond which they have the responsibility to create protection around the Torah. There are certain freestanding mitzvahs that which they instituted, creates a Megillah. One of them is mitzvah of halakas neir Chanukah. So a person should have kavana to fulfill that mitzvah. Person makes three brachas the first night and two brachas the subsequent night. He makes a bracha of Asher Kedushanu Mitzvotav Mitzivanu, a bracha of Birchas HaMitzvah. He also makes a bracha of Sha'asa Nisim La'Abiseinu. The person should wait to start lighting until after he finishes all of the brachas that he's saying. So the first night he says three brachas, then he starts to light. He should not be lighting as he's saying the bracha. The subsequent nights he makes two brachas, then he starts to light. We have a paragraph which we say after Halakas Neiris, which starts with the words Haneiris Halalu. That actually is based on the Masechta Seferim. It's a tefillah which means it's kind of a chazal that we say this paragraph as we're lighting about the Neiris, that these Neiris are Kurdish. It's to be understood, it's part of actually the Pesumin Nisa. Chazal instituted to say this to clarify for us that these Neiris are not lit for the purpose of having light in our houses. In those days, they used oil lamps in their house. So mistakenly, you could think that this is there for the lighting purposes. Neiris Shabbos are there to have light in the house. They are not for this purpose. You may not use them to read by them. You may not use them to count by them. You may not use them to do anything. You may not use them for any purpose other than just to be there, to be a sign and a symbol that a brasher made a neis for Klal Yisrael. So they are actually part of this declaration. It's part of the Pesumin Nisa. Therefore, even though we would imagine the following, a person is doing a mitzvah, we know a person makes a bracha on the mitzvah, you're not allowed to speak until you finish the process of doing the mitzvah. So when should you say Haneiris Halalu? Some say you should say at the end of all of the lighting. After you finish lighting all of the Neiris, you say Haneiris Halalu. Mishabura says no. After you've lit the first Neir and you've fulfilled the Ikra mitzvah, you should start saying Haneiris Halalu. Because it is part of the actual process of the lighting. You're clarifying why you're lighting. You're lighting to this neiris and not for the purpose of benefit, other than just to bring out the neis. So after the person finishes lighting the first neir, he starts saying Haneiris Halalu. What is called finishing lighting the first neir? How much did you, you touch it and it can't burst in flame? How much is called finishing lighting? So the halacha says you have to light, the majority of the wick. So whatever amount the wick is protruding out of the candle or out of the oil lamp, whether it's an inch long or 2 inches long or half an inch long, the majority of it should be lit before you can go on to the night, light the next neir. That's a general rule when you're lighting something of mitzvah. You have to light roiv hayotzei before you go on to the next halakha. So you light the first neir. So the best way to do this, make it easier for you, if you take the candle that you're using to light, you put the flame by the bottom of the wick, right where it comes out of the candle. So the whole wick will be catching flame at one time. Then once the wick has caught flame, you go to the next one. You say Haneiris Halalu only after you fulfilled lighting the first Ner, Rav Hayotzei, and then you can go to the second one. The truth is, I just want to clarify that statement, you may not go to the second one. Mitzad Mitzvah Halakha, you should not go to the second one until you finish lighting the first one appropriately, which means Rav Hayotzei. Have a good morning.